episode number 57 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Soham Castillo. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is Wikiversity. This podcast is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Wikiversity is a Wikimedia Foundation project that supports learning communities and their learning activities and the resulting activities of the Wikimedia community. Wiki journals are a component of Wikiversity. They publish articles in a stable, indexed, quotable, and comparable format in peer-reviewed formats so that they can be copied from Wikipedia and sometimes based on Wikipedia articles. It is open to all and is operated by the Wikimedia Foundation and is available in many languages via Wikipedia. Wikipedia differs from Wikipedia in that it offers a wide range of content such as articles, videos, books, podcasts, video games, and other media. Wikiversity can serve as a repository for the research conducted by PC World, and you can help to collect permanently archived uses of the word in quotations from Wikiversity. The Wik Diversity Project saw an increase in courses in 2007, when the most popular course was filmmaking. 7. Wikiversity started in August 2006 as an independent project and is still quite young and in development. There are no admission criteria, but just like articles on Wikipedia, anyone can contribute teaching material and lead a course or found a faculty school. If there is no teacher, there is no professor, there are admission criteria. This is most likely because the term does not yet meet the criteria for inclusion. Wiki diversity will enhance the credibility of Wikipedia and other Wikimedia projects by fostering a culture of science, accuracy, and fact-checking, said Michael O'Brien, a neuroscientist, co-founder of Wikiversity and board member of the Wikimedia Foundation. Education Meets Free Culture has looked at some of their classes. Some 15 people have already set up online courses on the Wikibooks website. It was decided that Wikiversity should not host the online course, but should apply as a graduate institution. The popular online encyclopedia, which anyone can edit, has been proposed as an equally open electronic educational institution. Some say it should only be used as a storage for teaching materials, others say it should not, but it should also host online courses. Others want it to offer degrees, while others like it as a student educational institution. This would emphasize joint learning and the courses, content, and activities could be determined by the students themselves. Wikiversity is one of the best examples of an open-source educational institution in the world, but it is still a private institution. This project is coordinated by the Wikimedia Foundation and the University of California, Berkeley, with the support of the Office of Research and Development of the U.S. Department of Education. The Internet has long been associated with giving users the opportunity to learn new skills for free. Wikiversity is an attempt to improve the tools that help to create and share an understanding of topics and events. We are encouraged that the use of these new ICT tools may also provide new routines to people without a degree. The purpose of Wikiversity is to take learning a step further by providing information and testing various educational theories. Pretty much every subject in the Google search engine, including repairing a car, playing the guitar, crafting a website, or building a website. Then add the word tutorial and it appears in the top right corner of the search results for this topic. Study groups interested in a subject create web resources that form the basis for discussions and activities on Wiki diversity. The Wiki resources do not contain a final, polished textbook, but they do contain texts useful to others that have been updated in Wikibooks and developed by participants. One downside was that some teachers started classes and then disappeared without informing students. Lawler said, educators on Wiki diversity use learning resources for their own purposes, but the Wikimedia Foundation is best known for its contributions to Wiki diversity development. The foundation provides the infrastructure and organizational philosophy that support and sustain this global, multilingual, and multidisciplinary project. Each project works in its own way to realize the Wikimedia Foundation's dream of providing everyone with access to the means of knowledge exchange and improving the accessibility of educational content. The foundation will keep the Internet free of charge and make it accessible forever. In practice, it works to develop and promote free, open-source, high-quality, accessible and accessible Wikimedia content in its own language. When a wiki project is launched, it is hard to know what it will eventually become, but first it is a community that is able to build its own culture and act in its own way. Wikipedia serves as the first source of information for an internet user, satisfying a person's curiosity for answers to trivial questions and fueling the fire of future research. Its lesser-known sister site Wikipedian allows individuals to create, edit and disseminate teaching and learning materials to the public with a variety of tools such as wikis, blogs, forums, social networks, etc. Given the nature of the online encyclopedia and its users, Wikipedians, it has changed over the years, expanding and eliminating information to achieve accuracy. Episode 57 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Soham Castillo. Adios.